your roommates have actually a really big impact on your happiness and how you live life. And if you have really bad roommates, you're not going to want to come home. You're going to have bad energy when you wake up. It's important we set people up with good roommates because that's a really good start to having like a better life.
I'm Alex Blumberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. It is so exciting to be here in Santa Monica celebrating this Los Angeles tech community that just seems to get bigger and bigger every single day. And today I have Paul, who moved here from Seattle about a year and a half ago and has a company that we connected on Twitter. And go ahead, Paul. Go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us about your company and how you're going to make sure none of us are homeless.
So my name is Paul Burke. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Rent Hoop. And we created a roommate finding app because, as you said, not just the homeless thing, but there's so many people who have a hard time affording rent. It is so expensive here in LA. And if you live with a roommate, it saves up to 30% a month on your rental bill. So it's a really big problem that we're trying to solve, and really happy to be here. Thank you.
And Paul, tell us about your background. You created Rent Hoop?
I did.
And you have a co-founder?
Multiple, yeah.
Okay, how many co-founders do you have?
So I was working with a couple other people, and now on our current team, there's three of us total.
Sweet. Yep. And how did you guys meet each other?
I mean, it's so random. We didn't know each other before working on this. I met Mo, who's our CTO. That actually rhymes. I met him at a pitching event, and he was working on his own startup.
Nice.
And he didn't really have the marketing part figured out. He had the tech part really figured out.
Right.
But he really needed that marketing side. And for me, I needed someone who was super passionate about product and was, I mean, really obsessed with moving the company forward.
Right.
And I remember the first time I talked to him, his eyes just sort of lit up when we were talking. And I was like, okay, this guy's just like sort of different.
Your CTO.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And so we hit it off right away. We had coffee a few times and we're like, let's work together. And he was totally down.
And your third co-founder?
We brought her on pretty recently. Her name's Nell. She just graduated UCLA.
Nice.
She's 20 years old, speaks four languages, pretty much does, you know, design, code for iOS, marketing. She's awesome. So
I have a resource for you.
Oh yeah.
Coming up, I just saw there is something called Female Founders Office Hours that some of the venture capitalists around the world are doing. And so they're going to be in Los Angeles. And so your co-founder can sign up to have mentorship from one of the world's top venture capitalists for 30 minutes by going, I think it's femalefounders.org.
That's awesome.
Pretty cool, right?
I'm going to send that to her.
I'm pretty sure it's free. It's just like the venture capitalists in the world uniting to boast more female founders.
That's amazing. And it's here in LA.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
They have it in cities all over the world. So it's coming up in LA. And they'll probably come back a few times in LA. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So resource drop. Okay. And so it's the three of you. And when was the concept initially created? And that was you, right?
Right. Yeah. It was created a long time ago. I worked on a rental startup in college, and that sort of fizzled out with my college buddies, but I was super interested in the space. I'd sort of gained a knowledge and expertise about how things work with landlords and tenants, and really, you know, it came from looking at a bad posting on Craigslist where I was like, wow, this is like really creepy. And for me, I'm a guy, I usually don't have to worry about safety stuff.
Yeah.
But if you're like a woman on Craigslist and you see some of the stuff on there, I mean, like I would be terrified.
Yeah.
So from there, I saw that, okay, you know, I may not build a company that's directly working with tenants and landlords immediately.
Right.
But I see a need because there's no roommate app, no roommate website that is really, really, you know, having impact that, you know, I know about or my friends know about. And, you know, I and you know, people who I want to work with can be the ones who actually create that and actually get people to use it on college campuses and young professionals and all that.
What makes Rent Hoop different than everything else out there? I'm not going to list all the competitors out there right now, but what makes Rent Hoop different? And then also, where can we find Rent Hoop online and what is it exactly? Like, is it a mobile app? Is it a website? Like, how do I jump in and use it right now?
Yeah. So you can go on renthoop.com. And there's links to download the app on iOS and Android. And, you know, just to walk you through the app. So you log in with Facebook. a little bit safer that way than just signing up by email.
Right.
And then we grab a few data points, like what school do you go to? And we just launched a really cool feature called Deal Breakers that people love. Because what we noticed was nobody can tell you what they want in a roommate.
Right.
They'll say, I want someone who's kind, who pays the bills.
Yeah.
But that's kind of hard to address. So instead, what we have is...
Anybody could be like, yeah, I'm kind.
Right,
and
exactly.
I just screwed over the last person.
Right. Everybody's going to say that. So instead, what we said is, okay, let's flip it to where people are saying they're deal breakers.
Yeah.
So...
Like smoking,
right,
pets.
Like, right, yeah. Exactly. Like if you smoke or have pets and I say that's a deal breaker, you're going to be like, oh, this person's probably not the best roommate.
Right.
So once you fill out that your profile, then it's sort of like Tinder to where you swipe left if you don't want to chat, swipe right if you do. We're sort of playing with different ways to sort of minimize the Tinder aspect since it's so much based on looks and all that.
Yeah.
But that's essentially how it works. And then you message them and say, hey, what's up? Let's be roommates. Yeah. And you go from there.
Okay, so how many people have you matched up so far? Where are you in the stage of the company?
So we launched the app in May of 2016.
Yeah.
We're not disclosing numbers around users and whatnot, but especially recently, we've seen a ton of traction at some of the colleges around here. Santa Monica College has been huge for us.
Yeah.
We've been posting tons of flyers, and they listed us on their off-campus housing website.
Yeah.
So for us, that's a pretty good niche so far is... colleges, and we recently went to UCLA and USC.
Yeah.
So we're seeing that's where the biggest need is. And I think that sounds pretty obvious. But, you know, I'd say one of the more unique features we have is you can select college and filter by college.
Right.
And none of the other roommate apps actually have that. And
that's weird.
It's really, really weird because, you know, if I go to USC, chances are I'm not going to live with someone who goes to UCLA.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a great idea. Now, how is it different than everything? Like, what makes Rent Hoop over and beyond? Because one of the things you were saying is that nothing like it exists. For me, I just know that there's a ton of rental apps. So what roommate apps, and what makes yours different? Yeah.
Well, I would say the Tinder aspect is something. I mean, there's a portion of people that don't really like it, but there's some who really, really like it. And then we have that deal breakers feature, which people really, really love and got us in the Chicago Tribune recently and a couple other press places. And then really, we've really focused our app lately towards messaging, because if you go on a lot of these roommate apps, a lot of them have pretty good UX, pretty good UI. They look nice. But ultimately, if you message someone, you're not going to get a message back.
Because you have to pay for it.
You have to pay for it, or it's just sort of like a ghost town to where, you know, people signed up once and they deleted or whatnot.
How do you solve that?
Well, it's sort of a secret sauce that we've been working on lately.
Okay.
And we've seen really, really exciting numbers from just making messaging like a really big focal point. Like, it's not just about saying, oh, this person might be cool to live with.
Yeah.
Because a lot of ghosting happens, not only on dating apps, but also on roommate apps.
Right.
So we're trying to like eliminate ghosting as much as possible. And that's sort of where our secret sauce is at this point.
Cool. So, and you said you were in the Chicago Tribune. I heard the word Chicago. And so what cities are you in right now? And what was the headline? Like, what did the Chicago Tribune say?
The story wasn't, I mean, it wasn't just about us. It was about this girl who had a terrible roommate experience. And then the writer said, you know, maybe they could have avoided it with this feature, deal breakers, that said, you know, I don't want someone who is messy or something like that. Back when we launched the app, we launched nationally, and that was trying to boil the ocean. It was way too much. So lately it's been restricted to LA, Seattle, and then where I went to school in Bellingham, because that's been a big market for us too.
Because you know it.
Yeah.
And why create this? You talked a little bit about in college yourself. You had another company that dealt in the same industry. Tell me a little bit more about that. And then what's your passion behind Rent Hoop today?
So that was with my college buddies. And we've always sort of been entrepreneurial in nature. And we wanted to start something. And they were like, let's start a housing website. And I wasn't brought in initially. So I sort of hopped on to their project. But then I found out it sort of worked with my skill set as far as, okay, on one side of the marketplace, you have renters who you have to market to. And then the other side, you have landlords who you have to go out and sell.
Right.
And that was sort of my background since I was like in elementary school selling candy. Like, I just love the process of sales and all that.
Right.
So that didn't really work out, but I learned a ton from it. And then it just sort of, you know, I still wanted to work in the space, and I did see a lot of problems with a lack of transparency, fragmentation, and people just feeling unsafe. And so I think the inspiration for this now is it's a really big problem that keeps getting bigger. A stat came out pretty recently, 55% of people ages 23 to 29
yeah.
either live with parents or roommates. And that's up 10 years ago, it was at 39%. Now it's at 55.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And no one has solved this problem the right way.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty complex and it's pretty nuanced.
Yeah.
And I mean, just from, you know, living with roommates in college.
Yeah.
The impact those people can have on your life is pretty amazing as far yeah. as, you know, they can introduce you to your next job,
yeah.
a spouse, you know, helping you choose the right college major. I mean, whatever it is,
totally.
Your roommates have actually a really big impact on like your happiness and how you live life. And if
Amen.
You have really bad roommates, yeah. like you're not going to want to come home. You're going to have bad energy when you wake up. Like it's important we set people up with good roommates, because that's a really good start to having like a better life.
That's so true. You know, not only I feel like a lot of this conversation has been about, you know, college roommates, but I know that the reason that I have roommates is one of my best friends was really concerned that as a founder that I was spending all my time working and I wasn't saying hello to anybody. and this is before I had the podcast. And so she's like, you're isolated in your place. I was living by myself. You need to move into the city and get a roommate. Like, you need to be forced to say hello to someone on a daily
right.
basis. And now it's been great. I've had the best roommates. I find most of them through Craigslist, but I've heard that I'm very lucky and people don't have that same kind of luck.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard some people had, you know, really good experiences, and then others have had really bad experiences.
I've heard horrible roommate experience.
Really, really bad. Yeah.
yeah.
And mostly women, too. I mean, most of the users on our app, about 2/3 are actually women. So I'm guessing a yeah. lot of that is because they don't feel safe on Craigslist,
yeah.
which, I mean, makes sense. But there are some people
yeah.
who have, like, met their best friend on Craigslist,
yeah,
you know, as a
totally.
Roommate. So there are, like, people like you who, I don't know, maybe you just have a good roommate juju.
I hope that, do you know, I actually, because, you know, it's hard being an entrepreneur. I'm not religious, but I believe in like the universe or whatever. And every day I'm like, I am grateful that I have a great roommate. And when my roommate would need to move on or something, I'd be like, okay, please allow me the good fortune of having another amazing person in my life. Like, I just want my home to be peaceful
right.
when it's, you know, running a company is very chaotic and something new every day. And it's, I want like a sanctuary when I come home. So yeah, I definitely like pray on it. If praying's the right word. I don't know, because I'm not religious, but I
yeah.
like focus on it.
Yeah. I mean, you really care about your roommate. That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah. So, okay. So where are you guys based in Los Angeles?
We're all working remotely in Los Angeles. So it's really just
any
like
particular co-working space or just your apartments in bed sometimes?
Yeah. Virtual office in yeah. bed at a Starbucks, wherever.
Yeah. And do you know about Expert Dojo?
Is that the one in Santa Monica?
Yeah, it's another cool resource.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah,
free
yeah.
co-working.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was free co-working.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if they still do that, but they did. Like, I think you have to have some sort of like approval into their Expert Dojo community. I'm not sure how they handle it, but as far as I know, there was no cost to the co-working portion.
That's pretty
yeah.
cool. I haven't heard of that.
Yeah. So many cool things, like dropping resource
yeah.
bombs on you. So, okay, and then what are you focused on right now? Where are you focused on growing? Is it acquiring more people to use the app? Is it a development? Is it press? What is it?
Our main goal
or fundraising, yeah,
is to help as many people find roommates as we can the next 3-4 months. And so part of that is a formula, like you have to acquire a certain amount of users, you have to have, you know, a certain amount of density here. They all have to have similar budgets, all that sort of
yeah.
stuff. So there's like a lot of nuance and complexity, which is why I think nobody has solved this problem. But we've decided that we're going to sort of go into the ICO territory. And
yeah.
in the last week, we've been all in on that.
The initial coin offering thing. And we have a Crypto Fridays that Ira guest hosts. So you guys can find out more about crypto, as can I.
Yep.
Need to listen to my own podcast to learn about crypto. And okay, why are you guys doing the initial coin offering? And also, I don't think we kind of like concluded like, but what was the company you had in college?
It was called Simply Rent. It was more, it was more just like a general housing website with tenants and landlords and that sort of thing.
I mean, have you had like a really meaningful roommate experience that just drives you? Like, have you had some sort of personal experience other than thinking in general roommates are matter to all of our lives?
Yeah, I mean, I met one of my best friends in college.
Oh, there
he was my roommate. We're still really good friends. Yeah. So, I mean, I think there's just so many benefits to having roommates. And I mean, even like in your case, right?
Yeah.
Like, it was like, so one of your friends was like, all right, you know, it's time to like get out of the house and not be so like startup obsessed.
Yeah.
And so that was really good for you. And I mean, I think too, it's a really good cultural experience when you have, you know, people from different backgrounds, different races, all that sort of stuff.
Right.
When you sort of mix them up and you're just exposed to like way more than you would be living with family or, you know, people you went to high school with or whatever.
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay. So you want to bring in cryptocurrency into your operation.
Yep.
I don't understand why. Go ahead.
Okay. Let me start off by saying I'm not a crypto expert. We literally just started getting into this maybe a week and a half ago. But the whole plan with Rent Hoop and why the name isn't like Room Hoop or something like that is because from day one, it has not, you know, the big goal has not been just roommates. Roommates is sort of the blue ocean to go into the general rental space.
Mm-hmm.
And roommates is sort of the biggest problem that hasn't been solved. So that's a good place for us to start. But with the ICO, there's a ton of applications for the blockchain in the rental industry.
Right.
That is sort of separate from the roommate part, but is something that, I mean, it's where we were going to go naturally anyway. And
right.
Now with the crypto stuff, it just sort of makes sense. So we're just starting the white paper and all that sort of stuff, but stay tuned for that.
Yeah, cryptos. Eventually, Ira's going to have you talk crypto and Rent Hoop on a Friday. So, and then what LA Tech resources have you access to help further your success?
Not to plug We Are LA Tech podcast too much, but one of the first things I did when I moved down here was I was like just looking, you know, for different events, different stuff. And I found the podcast and
That's
I
so
listened
cool.
to like 10 episodes in a row
Shut
one day.
Up. Oh my God, I'm sorry.
No. It's a really great resource because people are dropping, I mean, you've already dropped like 3 resources in this episode, but there's people talking about, you know, what sort of project they're working on, you know, this sort of innovation, how they raise money this way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that We Are LA Tech's a really great way to start.
Thank you. That's not what I expected. And that's awesome. I appreciate it. We work hard on that. And do you use the We Are LA Tech mobile app? You didn't even know we had a mobile app.
I did not even know.
About to change your life.
Okay.
So the mobile app has every single LA Tech event by every single LA Tech event organizer in the community. And so literally you could look at everything going on every day and in one swipe add it to your personal calendar if you want to go or not. I mean, you'd have to RSVP, but it's right there.
Right.
Yeah, to know what's going on. It's amazing. It's on iPhone and Android. However, Android's in private beta. So, but I imagine you have an iPhone.
iPhone, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yep. So you could get it right now. Just we are. So if you just go to wearelatech.com/app, it takes you to whatever the download install page or whatever. Sometimes it sounds like I know nothing about technology. and then who is a tech talent or company you've come across lately who's really impressed you?
They're a little bit bigger. But I think what Clutter has done is pretty cool in the on-demand storage space. They raised, I think it was $70 million.
Nice.
In the last few months or something like that. But
are they based in LA?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
I think they're based in Culver City.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, just from hearing the founders speak and what they're doing is really, really cool. And I wouldn't say storage is like the sexiest space to be in. You know, it's not like AI or VR or blockchain or anything like that.
It solves a huge problem.
Right, but it solves like a huge problem like everyday normal people have from Los Angeles to Kansas to Tallahassee.
Totally.
And I think that's what I love about, you know, the roommate finding space too is this is not a problem, you know, a problem that's just for like really, you know, high class, rich people. This literally applies to pretty much everyone who's like 20 to even 55.
Yeah.
Tons of older people looking for roommates now, which is, I don't want to say cool because there's some downside to that, but I mean, it just applies to everybody everywhere.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great. And you guys will include in the show notes, our lovely show notes writer, Carl, will put that in the link to Clutter for us. If you had one ask of the community, something that they could do to help support you and Rent Hoop in accelerating forward, what would that ask be?
Well, if you need a roommate or if you need or if you know anyone who needs a roommate, download our app, check it out. If you like it or don't like it, send me an email, paul@renthoop.com. And any feedback anyone has is great. Also, anyone in the blockchain crypto space, we're still getting, really familiar and diving deep into that. That's really the only ask I have.
Where can people connect with you?
Twitter at pburke24.
Can you spell it?
P as in Paul, Burke, B-U-R-K-E 24. And then at Rent Hoop on Twitter as well. And
that's R-E-N-T-H-O-O-P.
Yep, correct. And our website, renthoop.com.
Anything else that you want to share with everybody before we close up?
No, just wishing anyone who's working on any project or any founders who are thinking about starting an amazing year. It's a long journey sometimes, but when you're trying to change the world, it's definitely well worth it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for hanging out with the We Are LA Tech podcast. I will talk to you guys, hear you guys, see you guys in the next episode. Remember to say hello at We Are LA Tech on all the socials, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or join us in a conversation on the We Are LA Tech private chat Slack at wearelatech.com/VIP. The wonderful Jonathan Dingman is currently redesigning wearelatech.com. So pretty soon we will have a more cohesive web presence. Sorry that we have 50,000 websites. We just do our best to serve you in every way possible. Bye.
See ya.
Yes, you can now get your We Are LA Tech tee. You've all been asking for it. Just go to wearelatech.com/shop to be a part of the movement to make Los Angeles the top city in the world for tech. Yes, we are number 3. Let's get it to number 1. wearelatech.com/shop. Represent.